and away we go. The Baltimore City Council passed three resolutions last night calling for the immediate reunification of families on the U.S.-Mexico border, monthly meetings for oversight of the police department's budget, and violence reduction strategy. WIPR's Dominique Maria Bonassi was there and is on the line with us now. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning.
The deadline to reunite families with children under the age of five is today. What is the City Council hoping to accomplish with their call to immediately reunite families on the U.S.-Mexico border?
There are a few things the Council is hoping to accomplish. District 1 City Councilman Zeke Cohen held a press conference yesterday with CASA de Maryland and the Council on American Islamic Relations asking for three things. One, for families to be reunited as soon as possible. Two, for Governor Larry Hogan to not supply any National Guardsmen to the border, which Hogan has already complied with. And three, to constitute and repurpose Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to an agency that protects communities from international crime syndicates and human trafficking. This was also an effort to get other cities to come out and ask for the same measures to be taken.
Do we know if Mayor Catherine Pugh would support this resolution?
We know that Pugh is chair of the Census Task Force of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, where she previously also called Baltimore a welcoming city and said it's simply wrong and counterproductive to our common interest to discount any of the residents in our local communities. It is very likely that she will sign off on this resolution.
Okay, now there are two resolutions requiring the police department to participate in monthly meetings with the council's budget and public safety committees. Currently, the department meets quarterly with these council committees. So why does the council want to change that?
So District 2 Councilman Brandon Scott and District 7 Councilman Leon Pinkett put forward these resolutions because they want to hold the department's feet to the fire. Scott, also chair of the Public Safety Committee, said with 183 homicides last year at this time and 143 this year, he's concerned that quarterly meetings aren't allowing them to really hold the department accountable for their violence reduction strategy. Additionally, Scott said that the Mayor's Office of Sustainable Solutions has yet to create goals for keeping the department accountable. And then Councilman Leon Pinkett, as vice chair of the Budget Committee, said that the recent request by the department for a supplemental $21 million, and following the first quarter of the year, the department had a $17 million deficit for officer overtime expenditures. He said with monthly meetings on the department's budget and staffing would help essentially monitor for accuracy their budget. And then finally, Council President Jack Young said there had been a need for years to close the department's checkbook and give more of that money to other city agencies that are in need.
And again, do we know if the mayor would be in favor of this more oversight of the department?
I did not receive a response from the Pugh's office yesterday, but in the past she has initiated measures for violence reduction with daily meetings with all city agency heads and police. And in her most recent budget, she emphasized that she would not give any more money for police overtime. I recall her saying they had to live within their means.
Well, thanks, Dominique.
Thank you.
And thank you. I think that went pretty smoothly.